For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
So we welcome you once again to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's not 95% full like it was earlier tonight, but it's still a good to 75 to 80% full. Great crowd for Bodkins Lehman Catholic. The winner takes on Delta St. John's in a regional championship game on Saturday at 5. Bodkins Lehman upcoming opening tip about 7 minutes away or so. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Delta St. John's pulled away to win by 14 in game one tonight. It was really closer than the final score might indicate. Bodkins here with a mark of 22-3. Outstanding season for the Bodkins Trojans. Losses to Preble Shawnee, Minster, and Marion Local. Lost big leads in the setbacks to Preble Shawnee and Minster. Could easily have won those games. Bodkins with better fourth quarters in those two contests could be 24-1. 25 by way of record for Lehman. Bodkins in the postseason has beaten Dayton Jefferson, Springfield Catholic Central, and Miami Valley Christian Academy. Lehman victorious over Tri-County North, Legacy Christian, and Jackson Center. Tigers, Chuck, tried to make it a half-court game against Lehman. Did so for one half. Didn't do it for the third and fourth quarters. Bodkins is more physical than Jackson. can cope with running up and down the floor. I still think, though, Botkins would like to play some in the half court, but Botkins' style matches up better with Lehman than Jackson Center's.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And Coach Groves hit it right on the head.
Yep.
Everybody talks about Olding, and my goodness, is he an offensive juggernaut. But that kid plays great defense. He had three or four times, like Coach Groves said, where you go past him, he comes around, tips the ball away,
yep,
and he's shooting a layup at the other end.
Yep.
So, it's pretty darn impressive.
It's kind of a trick maneuver. He will play like you beat him.
Yep.
And he's working in team with a partner. A partner's leaking out down the floor. Olding will allow the offensive player from the other team to slide by. Then Olding will sneak around behind. He'll let you, yep, go by. He'll play you from the backside, poke it away, shovel it to a teammate, and they're off and running.
Incredibly quick hands and a tremendous shooter to go along with that.
I guess my big questions for this game tonight between Botkins and Lehman are, how much does Lehman zone? And Botkins saw zone in its losses to Preble, Shawnee, and Minster. That didn't cope with the zone well in the fourth quarter of those two games. So how much will Botkins zone? How much will Lehman zone Botkins? And then secondly, who's going to guard Pitts? Who will Pitts guard? Who's going to check Olding and Frantz? Who will track down Will Monin? I think you've got to guard some of these people by committee. You can't waste that energy 100% of the time with one person on a guy like Olding.
Well, I think going the other way, Evan O'Leary is an outstanding defender. That kid, he'll guard you inside, he'll guard you outside. So I got a feeling that he might be on Pitts. But going the other way with Olding, you don't want to get a bunch of fouls. I'd like Monin with him a little bit. I mean, he's got some size.
Steinke
would be another one. He's quick, but he has a tendency to get in a little foul trouble. So if he's guarding somebody that's trying to get to the rim, that could be bad for him.
You mentioned the word fouls. They'll be big. Neither team's got a lot of depth. He goes 6-7 deep, maybe. First team that gets a key player with three who has to sit, that club's in trouble.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think maybe Botkins is a teeny bit longer on the bench, but not by much. They're going to have to keep an eye. Jackson Kennedy, that kid had a terrific game in that final at Pickwell.
Yeah, four Lehman Catholic players made threes in that district final against Jackson Center. Jackson Kennedy had three buckets in that game, including a trifecta, which gets us to our Francis Schulte key components. Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, the key building components, I think, are matchups. All about matchups. Can somebody get somebody else in foul trouble, force a key player to sit a few minutes in the first half and take advantage of that kind of situation? What will the shot selection be like in this game for Shane Frantz? He has a tendency to chuck him up there from long range. And Eli Pitts has got to be a great facilitator and spread the wealth for the Botkins Trojans. Those are key components here tonight. They open the doors to success for both Lehman and Botkins. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will be your keys to success. They'll elevate your living space. They inspire that winning combo of style and timeless appeal. Exceptional doors from Francis Schulte for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Arushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, providing many services to vets and their eligible family members. As such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Don't hesitate to call Shelby County Veterans Services, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, shelbycountyveterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. And thanks to Loramie Brewing Company in Fort Loramie. Trivia every other Wednesday at Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. And the food is not the typical greasy bar food. It is so fresh, prepared daily from scratch there at the Loramie Brewing Company. The current Lenten menu, amazing salmon filet and Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. You Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin dip pizza at Loramie Brewing Company. And the kids, cheese pizza, grilled cheese, mac and cheese. That's kind of my stuff. I love the cheeses. Carry out, eat in, order online. Loramie Brewing Company, Fort Loramie, 17 North Main. Make it a family affair. A short break, Chuck, then we'll return with the tip in a moment. Botkins Lehman on scorespodcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
The Botkins Trojans are in white, Lehman in blue. Starting five for Botkins, Eli Pitts at guard, junior, 13.5 points a game. He's a six-footer on a wing, Will Monning, 10 points. 6'2 sophomore. Owen Zimper in the middle, 6'6 senior, 10 points a game. James Steinke, 6'4 senior, and a forward along with Tucker Hillscamp, 6'1 senior. Steinke at 5.5, Hillscamp at 7. For Lehman, Shane Frantz, just under 20 a game, 6 rebounds, 6'5 junior. C.J. Olding, 5'10 junior, 16 per outing, 4 steals per game, 6 boards. Also in the opening five, Braden Ulbrich, 6'1", sophomore, 6 a game. Evan O'Leary, 9.3 per contest, 5'10", a senior. And Jackson Kennedy, 5'11", a junior, in the opening five. The tip won by Botkins, advancing from left to right on your phone or computer screen, as you imagine the Student Activity Center here. Top of the circle with the ball for Botkins. It is Will Bonin. Bonin goes down low to Hillscamp, and Frantz swipes it. Steal by Shane Frantz. Backcourt to Ulbrich, up the left side to Frantz, 30 feet away. Hand off to Kennedy. Kennedy throws a bullet down low for the cutter, intended for Frantz. No one home.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's lucky that didn't go to the guy, because it might have broken his hand. He threw that as hard as he could.
Here is three-quarter court token pressure from Olding and Ulbrich of Lehman. Monin, timeline, takes right, goes left. Winner advances on to a regional championship at 5 on Saturday. There's Olding with that behind-the-back steal attempt that almost worked. He nearly pried it loose. In fact, he did shake it away from Pitts, but Botkins covered it back up. Here's a throw to the post to Zimper. Too much dribbling, and it's stolen. Knocked away by Ulbrich. Down to Frantz. He fakes left, goes right. flips it into the corner to a teammate. Dribble drive. O'Leary in trouble in the lane. Has to get it out of there to front to midcourt. We played 90 seconds, no score. Defenses have been strong. Here's O'Leary driving into the lane. He lost the ball, coughed it up. It landed right into the lap of Frantz, and he laid in a three-footer.
Well, you ask him later, and that was a pass.
Great assist by O'Leary. He'll take it. 2-0 Lehman. 6:15 to go first quarter. Steinke foul line. Pivots right in front and gets a little seven-footer to go over Ulbrich, who took an elbow to the chops. What a play by Steinke. We're tied at two. Quickly down the floor, Lehman. Olding driving from the right wing. Deals to the post to Kennedy, and he is bothered and fouled in the act of shooting.
Boy, Steinke got away with one down there. He threw a forearm and hit Ulbrich right in the chin.
2 minutes played, opening quarter, tied at two. Would that be considered incidental, do you think?
Yeah. He didn't extend it, so that's probably why it wasn't called.
I don't know how you couldn't see it.
I saw it.
Oh, yeah. First free throw, no good.
And so did Mr. Albert. He saw that, too, and he took quite a shot.
Kennedy makes the second. 1 of 2 for Jackson Kennedy. Lehman, 3. Botkins, 2. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Monin inbound to Pitts. There's the matchup Chuck talked about. O'Leary on Pitts. Pitch down the floor, 25 feet away to Steinke. Screen by Zimpfer. Now back to Monin. Ulbrich gets hands on the ball. Monin gets it back, goes to Hillskamp. Rotating between the rings, it's Pitts. Pitts dives into the paint around one man.
Nice.
Another. Good! Eli Pitts, shifty maneuver. 4-3, Botkins. 5:26 to go, first quarter. Lehman, forecourt to her left. Here is Frantz, out of control. He goes gliding and sliding into the lane. And I think the travel occurred after the foul. He was decked on his way to the rim. 2 free throws coming.
I'm not a big fan of the bailout. He was out of control, falling towards the basket. I don't think he got fouled.
Free throw Frantz is in. Game tied at 4. 5:20 left, first quarter. Second shot by Frantz. 4 dribbles. Arches it up there. Much too hard. Rebound down to Botkins. Clearing the board, Owen Zimpfer. Zimpfer 30 feet away. The big man's got the ball. Frantz out of the arc. Bounce pass to Monin. Near side, Steinke. Shot fake on the arc. 3 minutes played, opening quarter. Tied at 4. Winner plays Delta St. John's at 5 on Saturday. Olding giving Fitz, top of the circle. Fitz drives foul line, hacking foul, Lehman. Good call by the referee, 25 feet for the basket. A slap down by Olding. Now keep track, that's foul number 1 on CJ. 4:54 to go, first quarter. Ball inbounded right corner, Monin. Monin pivots, hit the elbow, he's free, he hits it. 15-footer Will Monin.
Boy, that's a nice mid-range jumper right there.
Great stroke. Here's a double dribble in the half court. Olding to Frantz. Frantz couldn't hang on. He turned it over. 6-4 Botkins. Yeah, crisp passing by Botkins. Last possession, freeing up Monin for the 15-footer. Foul line extended right, all net. 6-4 Botkins, pitch to the timeline. He almost turned it over, might have. Threw an elbow, no call. Right wing Zimpfer. Hillskamp at the elbow right. Good! 16-footer. Monin, Hillskamp, 2 in a row. Right in the flow of the offense.
Well, typical Botkins, 4 baskets, 4 different people.
8-4 Trojans. So well-rounded. Olding throws up a 27-footer. Air ball, rebound Hillskamp. Dribbles down the floor. Olding reaches in, gets a piece of it. And then Botkins tries to take it back from Olding and fouls. Uh-oh, 2 on Tucker. Yep, there we go. We talked about fouls in the pregame. And here comes Braden Welsh, super sub for the Botkins Trojans. 4:04 to go, first quarter. 8-4 Botkins. Steinke's got a bucket. Monin's got a bucket. Hillskamp's got a bucket. Here's a layman pass, top of the circle, deflected, stolen by Pitts. Pitts on the loose down the floor. Driving, shooting, no good, but a foul. And a second one coming up on Olding. Uh-oh. There we go. The theme of our pregame, at least one of them, was fouls. Neither team is deep. And we've got five fouls called so far in this game. Four on Hillskamp and Olding. Free throw by Pitts, up and in. 9-4, Botkins. Second shot, Eli Pitts. It's on the way. Yes. 10-4, Trojans. They're spreading the scoring. 4 points for Eli. 3:40 left to go, first quarter. Here's Frantz on the arc. Zipfer on him. Frantz, baseline left. Overshoots an 18-footer air ball. Weak side rebound, Monin. Monin hustles down the floor. Monin to the rack. No good. Rebound, Zipfer. Throws it back out on top. Picked off by Kennedy. Bad bounce pass ahead. Intercepted by Welsh. Ball loose in the deck. And it's ruled Botkin's timeout. Trojans possession. No, did the Cavaliers get the ball? Lehman gets a timeout.
Yep.
3:24 left in the first. Lehman's ball when we come back. Trojans up 6 on scorersbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hillskamp on the bench for Botkins with two fouls. He's replaced with super sub Braden Welsh. CJ Olding with two for Lehman. He is still out there. Cavaliers cannot afford to sub for him early on in this game. 3:18 to go, first period. Botkins up 6, 10 to 4. Fouls will be a factor. They already are. Frantz, head of the key, foul strike. Deals left corner, O'Leary. Good defense on the play by Monin. Monin strikes the ball free. O'Leary with the last touch. Out of bounds to Botkins. Trojans momentum so far. 3:05 to go, first quarter. 10-4, Botkins in the lead. Pitch down the right side to Steinke. Gets a screen, 30 feet out from Zipfer. Steinke left side to Welsh. Welsh 25 feet away. Head coach Phil Groves marks out instructions.
Well, they've gone zone now for the simple reason they can't get another one on Olding.
Monin, Pitts, Pitts at the elbow. Monin left corner. Now the zone allows you to play a little more freely defensively without picking up fouls. Oh, there's a bad one picked up by Zipfer. He barged into the lane. It was not called a foul. He got a break. Whistled for travel.
He did get a break.
That's the right call on Zipfer. He did run the Lehman player over. Lehman possession, 10-4, Botkins. 2:30 left, first quarter. Quickly down the floor, O'Leary. O'Leary stops below the foul line. 10-footer in the air, too strong. Rebound, Botkins down the floor to Monin. Behind him to Welsh. Welch goes to Zipfer at the post. Guarded by Kennedy. On the arc to Welsh. The three-pointer is good! Super sub, Braden Welsh, 13-4, Botkins. Lehman in hot water early, 2 minutes left, first period. Here's Ulbrich on the arc, overplay Zipfer, stole it from front. Layup, good. 15-4, Botkins ahead by 11. Lehman in trouble early. Olding to midcourt, crossover dribble against Pitts. Here comes the double team on Olding. Monin and Pitts force him to throw it away. Olding's cross-court pass up in the third row. Lehman is shaken.
They're rattled, that's a fact. And I mean, having that second foul takes away his ability to just go after people defensively, and that slows Lehman down.
15-4, Botkins. Pitch to midcourt and off to Monin. And Olding tries to get in front of Monin and draw the charge. He is very late getting there. And that's on C.J. Olding, I think. And it's number 3.
That was just a silly foul. There was no way he was going to get there.
Nope, that was stupid. Uncalled for foul right there. Tried to draw a needless charge. He was out of position. Couldn't do it. And Olding's got a set. Botkins up 11, 15-4. 90 seconds to go first quarter. Olding on the bench with three fouls. Welsh head of the key. Gives it up straight on. Vince Bayless, 6'5 Frosch. In now for Botkins. Left flank, it's Steinke. Steinke puts it on the deck. Wants to go inside to Bayless. Can't. On the arc to Monin. Shot fake. Skip pass near side to Pitts. Front on Pitts in the zone. Pitts into the lane. Left wing Steinke. Three ball. Got it. Steinke downtown. Lehman is in hot water. 18-4 Botkins. A minute to go first quarter. One score is broadcast.com.
It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, how good can Lehman be, Chuck, without C.J. Olding? Right now, they got to be more than 14 points better, because that's how far they are down already. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Double team backcourt, hooking foul, Monin. And that was a needless personal on him.
Yeah.
Unnecessary. Four on Botkins. Only three team fouls on Lehman, all of them by Olding. Oh, what a horrific start for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, it's about the last thing in the world they needed.
Here's Ulbrich to midcourt, high left to front. Squares up against Steinke. Goes right corner, O'Leary. Head of the circle, Frantz. Frantz throws his shoulder. Throws his shoulder into Bayless and Steinke. Offensive foul. Frantz thought about driving. Then he tried to create some separation between him and the defender. And he dropped the shoulder. And the referee spotted that and whistled a charge. Botkins may play for one. 27 seconds to go first quarter. Botkins up 14, 18-4. Pitch at midcourt. O'Leary chasing. Left side Monin. Near side Welsh. Center court Pitts. Pitts hangs on. Picked up by O'Leary. 15, 14. 13 to play first quarter. Botkins ahead by 14. Welsh and Monin set screens. Pitch to Monin. Near side. Six to play. On top to Pitts, to Monin, three-pointer, a bomb, hits the rim, no good, tips Steinke, no good, rebound Frantz, and that's it. First quarter closes, all Botkins. Trojans up 18-4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment tournament at the gathering place, The Social. Sour mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Up here we go, second quarter. C.J. Olden remains on the bench for Lehman. He's got three fouls. Lehman is a team, three fouls. 18-4, Botkins on top. Stellar first 8 minutes for the Trojans. Did very little wrong. Franz on the arc against Zimper. Dives into the lane. A leaner. It's in and out, in and out. Oh, a lid on it for Lehman. Rebound Botkins. Quickly down to the floor to Welsh. Long triple. Hit the back iron. Tip Stanky, no good. Franz is on his back. Let's see if that's called a shot by Stanky. If so, he'll get two.
That's two on Franz. Three on Olding.
Yep, we talked about fouls in the pregame. And they hit the wrong people on the court for Lehman in the first 8.5 minutes. Stanky lifts the rim. Free throw no good. 18-4 Botkins. Second shot upcoming. On the way. Curling around and out. Oh, a tremendous offensive rebound. Zimper sneaked inside of Franz. Stole it. Great play by Zimper. Laid it in. Swiped it from Franz. 20-4. Throw in by Lehman. Nearly stolen by Botkins again. Lehman gets it in down the floor to O'Leary. 20-4 Trojans. O'Leary in the right corner. High lob pass out to the top. Intercepted Zimper. Outlet defense. Look at him go. Layup, yes. 22-4 Botkins. It's a blowout. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Midcourt, Ulbricht for Lehman. Gets a screen on the play. Colton Leininger's in. And there's a jump shot by Lehman, and it's good. Nice 15-footer thrown in by Braden Ulbricht. That stops the bleeding. 22-6 Botkins. 6:45 to go here in the second quarter. Botkins gets it down inside. Shot fake Zimper. Back up strong. Good for two. 24-6 Botkins. 6.5 to go. Second quarter. Franz, top of the circle. Foul line. Back Zimper down. Zimper blocks from the rear. Foul Zimper. Looked like pretty good D, but Franz will get two.
He got the block, but they called the foul on Stanky.
6.5 to go here in the second. 24-6 Trojans up 18. Couple free ones. Shane Franz dips the knees. It's on the way. Swish. 24-7 Botkins. Botkins led 22-4. That was the biggest spread. If you joined us late, C.J. Olding. Three fouls out of the shoot for Lehman. Franz has got two. Second free throw, Shane Franz. In and out, no good. Rebound down to Welsh. Welsh races down, stops on the arc, goes to Pitts. Shot fake. O'Leary on Pitts. Pitts tries to shake him. Push off O'Leary. 6:19 to go, second quarter. 24-7 Botkins. C.J. Olding. Sitting close to head coach Jeremy Hughes when Jeremy sits. He's standing at the moment. Lehman needs stops. Top of the circle, Welsh. Here's left. Goes to Zimper for three. The big man missed it off the back brace. Oh, and a rebound by Hillskamp. Foul, Lehman. Hillskamp on the cleanup on the inside. He was Johnny on the spot. Wiped the boards, put it back up there. Was smacked on the shoulder. Couple free throws here. Tucker Hillskamp, Botkins, which leads it 24-7. Swish on the free throw for Hillskamp. 25-7. Second one upcoming. Hillskamp eyes the bucket. In and out, no. Franz clears it. Outlet down the floor to O'Leary. Right corner, goes baseline, shut off. O'Leary stopped his dribble 30 feet away. Goes toward the post. Intended on the play for Leininger. Stolen by Botkins. Quickly down the floor, Monin. Monin goes pell-mell and draws a two-shot foul. 25-7 Botkins. Two free throws here from Monin to make it a 20-point spread.
Well, they're just Botkins doing whatever they want to do right now.
But Lehman, without Olding, is out of its element. That's for sure. Free throw, in and out.
I don't know how far behind you get before you put him back in. If you're 25 points behind, he isn't going to make any difference anyway.
I'm not so sure I would have taken him out.
I think you had to, but I think you've got to put him in now.
I would have had him out a minute. That's about it. Both free throws good. 26-7, Botkins. I'm sorry, one was made, one was missed. My mistake. 19-point lead, Botkins. Yeah, Olding's been on the bench far too long at this point. Here's Leininger, 30 feet away. Now Gus Richard, cross court to O'Leary. O'Leary with a nice drive. Shot, rim, no good. Rebound, Ulbrich missed. Could have been a foul, no call. Pitch with the rebound. Long bounce pass down the floor. Too far for Hillscamp. That's about the only thing Botkins has done poorly in this game. Errant pass on that fast break attempt. 26-7, Botkins up 19. O'Leary against Welsh at midcourt. O'Leary fakes left, goes right, gets a screen 30 feet away. Goes down into the corner to Ulbrich. He drives on Monin. Throws on the arc for O'Leary. It's wild. O'Leary goes to midcourt to get it. O'Leary against Zimpfer. O'Leary down the lane. Zimpfer got a deflection. He goes to Welsh. Welsh motors down the floor, pulls up. Right wing pitch for three. No good off the flange. Big board by Zimpfer. Hits the cutter pitch down the lane. Up and no good. It bounced around, fell off. Rebound taken down by Gus Richard of Lehman. He coughed up the ball at midcourt. Welsh to Hillscamp. To Zimpfer for two. Blowout Botkins, 28-7. 4:27 to go, second quarter. Lehman's Ulbrich to midcourt. Ulbrich 30 feet away, picked up by Monin. Screen set the Leininger. Popping out the catch. Interception, Zimpfer. He trots the other way, loops it up and in over the rim. 30-7, 23-point lead for Botkins, which is crushing Lehman. Lehman got the benefit of forcing live ball turnovers against Jackson Center. Tonight, just the reverse. Here's Lehman down to the inside. Little six-footer pushed up and in by Ulbrich. And Botkins gets a timeout, 30-9 in favor of Botkins. 3:45 to go in the second. Biggest lead was 30-7 about 10 seconds ago. It's all Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
Yep, after this timeout, CJ Olding still on the bench for Lehman, and the deficit for Lehman continues to build. 21-point lead, Botkins, 3:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Top of the circle with the ball for the Trojans is Bayless. Dishes off left corner to Pitts. Misses everything on a three. Lehman gets a run out. Fast break layup good. O'Leary 30-11 in favor of Botkins. Pitts forecourt right. 3:16 to go. First half. Lehman in a zone. Between the rings it's Monin. High left to Bayless. In the middle, Zimpfer. on the arc to Welsh, right back to Zipfer. Zipfer tries to make a bounce pass to a cutter. Bayless is kicked. Two big men on the floor now for Botkins. Zipfer and Bayless, that's a new look. Tell you what, Chuck, Botkins is in business. They can afford to run clock. Four fouls on Lehman in the period. You're up 19. Should be no hurry.
No, and I like this move. Go ahead and play some kids' combinations.
Bayless on the arc to Pitts. Deep right corner three. Look out. It's Welsh. He hits it. Braden Welsh, the super sub, on the money. 33-11, Botkins. 2:45 to go. Backcourt, offensive foul, Botkins. Actually, Botkins was on defense. Jackson Kennedy was knocked to the ground. It's Common. Lehman will throw in the first of O'Leary. 2:43 to go, second quarter. 33-11, Botkins. Midcourt, Ulbrich. Outside the arc, left to France. 25 feet away, Kennedy. Kennedy bullies his way into the lane. He's squeezed and fouled by the Trojans. The team's third in the quarter. 33-11, Botkins. Botkins was up 30-7 at the 3:45 mark of the second period. Ulbrich inbounds, very bad pass for Front. Picked off by Zipfer. Zipfer against Front. Zipfer in the lane. Six-footer is up on the rim. No good. Tip to Zipfer, no. Rebound Leininger. Backcourt Ulbrich. Up ahead to O'Leary against Monin. O'Leary top of the circle. Here comes the double team. O'Leary looks for help. Goes to Richard. 2:06 left. Second quarter. Botkins up 22. Right wing Ulbrich on the arc to France. He took a couple running steps, no call. And then he's knocked down on the play. Foul committed by Botkins.
That's on Bayless. Kind of playing like a freshman out there right now in a regional game. That was three really quick fouls.
Yeah, Botkins, every chance it gets with holding off the floor. They're doubling France, doubling O'Leary.
Oh, yeah.
Every opportunity the Trojans have. Here's Front, 25 feet away. A minute 55 to go. Second quarter, 33-11, Botkins. Here's Front navigating the middle. Beautiful scoop shot. Nicely done by Shane Front. That was a dandy. Two-pointer extraordinaire by Shane Front. 33-13, Botkins. Minute 35 to go. Second quarter. Welsh on the arc for Botkins. Looks. Goes foul line. Ball thrown back to Welsh. Deep three left side. Hit the flange. Rebound Lehman. Long Evo O'Leary. Driving layup other end. Got it. O'Leary leaked out for two. 33-15 Botkins. Lehman's got five off the deficit. Quick three Botkins. That was uncalled for by Monin. It sprayed off the rim out of bounds to Lehman. 68 seconds to go, first half.
Yeah, that was not a real smart shot right there. 108 to go in the half.
Yeah, Botkins would have done well here in the last 2 minutes to work more clock. Midcourt O'Leary for Lehman. Back to the basket. Looks for Ulbrich. Back door not there. Now Kennedy. Jackson Kennedy lobs to Ulbrich. Mid post. Ulbrich backs Monin down. Shot fake. 8-footer. Hit the heel. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Zipfer of Botkins with 40 seconds to go in the half. Up the floor to Monin. Monin gives it up 25 feet away. New Trojan on the floor. Memphis Meyer. Uh-oh. Sloppy pass. Lehman intercept. Run out. Other end. Gus Richard got it for two. 33-17. Botkins was up 23, and now it's 16. 17 seconds to go in the third. If Lehman gets holding back in to start the second half, maybe the Cavs can make a game of it. Top of the circle. It is Memphis Meyer now to pitch. 1 second left, first half. Shot is way wide left. No good. Yep, Lehman closed the second quarter with a performance as well as it played the entire first half. 33-17 Botkins after two. On scores, broadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com.
FCJ holding for Lehman, only played 4.5 minutes or so of the first half. He picked up 3 quick fouls. You can bet he will start the third quarter. And it should have come back in a little bit in the second. Lehman did make some headway, cut a 23-point deficit down to 16. Botkins leads 33-17 after 2. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and by Borchers Family Floor. Chuck?
Well, Botkins has a 17-6 rebounding advantage, 6-0 on the offensive boards. The Cavaliers turned it 12 times. Botkins turned it 7. Botkins 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Lehman 3 of 6. Individual scoring for the Cavaliers. They were led by Shane France with 6. Then they got 4 from Albrick and O'Leary, 2 from Richard, and a free throw from Kennedy. They scored 4 and 13, 17 for the first half. Botkins led by Owen Zimfer. He had 10. Then they got 6 from Pitts, 6 from Welch, 5 from Steinke, 3 each from Monin and Huelskamp. They scored 18 and 15, lead at 33-16 at the half.
16-point lead, Botkins at the break. As we say hello to Mr. Freitag, good to see you again. Thanks for coming by. I don't know about thank you for the compliment. I'd like to get you back on the air real soon, a sponsorship here on Scores Broadcast.
See, I'll show you. That'll teach you.
Okay.
That'll teach you not to come over here.
6 minutes away from the start of the second half. Yep, thank you so much. Botkins leads Lehman Catholic 33-17. Biggest lead was 30-7. Give Lehman credit. Nice surge. Final 3 minutes, second quarter. If they can get C.J. Olding back on the court and take it a possession at a time, who knows? You get it down to 9 or 10, and Botkins might start to sweat it a little bit. But halftime again brought to you by Stipple Construction, Borchers Family Floor on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. 33-17, Botkins in the lead over Lehman. Bonus coverage here on Scores Broadcast. Second game of two tonight. Very compressed pregame. We'll be challenged to get all of our sponsors in. We'll do our best. Call this bonus coverage. Second game of two here on Scores Broadcast. First D7 regional semifinal this evening. Went to Marion Local over Cincinnati College Prep, 71-57. It was a very good game for three quarters. College Prep had 3 two-point leads at one juncture. In the middle of the game, College Prep made three-pointers, hung around, rebounded the ball well, and played fine defense for about 24 minutes before pulling away with Delta St. John to win up the 14. Delphus awaits this winner. Botkins Lehman. Botkins up 16, half minute away from the start of our second half. A cutaway styling salon in Fort Laramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon. For mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children, we've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire, Deb Dubo. Other stylists, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Ann Turner, Kathy Wilson, open Monday through Saturday. Is Cutaway Handicap accessible? 40 years styling. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Yep, here we go. We start the third quarter with Botkins in the lead with 16. Botkins led 30-7. Lehman on a 10-3 run. Botkins goes down inside to Zimfer. Short shot, no good. Rebound knocked all around. O'Leary gets it for Lehman. C.J. Olding back on the floor. Flare pass, left corner front. Jump shots in the air. Three ball. He hits it. Here comes Lehman. Botkins 33. Lehman 20. It was 30-7. A 13-3 run now by Lehman. Here's Botkins. Long, high, careless pass. Out of the arc, Munnen threw it to Steinke. Up around the net, low right side. And Botkins didn't play it cleanly. Lost it out of bounds to Lehman. Tide has turned.
Yeah, well, that was a good back screen. They ran a play, but the pass was not on target, and that's why it went out of bounds.
Here is Lehman's O'Leary right in front of us. Long cross-court pass, a bad one. Picked off by Steinke. Steinke motors up ahead. Late dish, right corner. Zimfer deflected out by Ulrich. Critical stage here now. Botkins must try and reassert itself. Lehman would like nothing better than to cut this deficit down below 10. 6:56 to go, third quarter. Botkins inbounds. Out back on the play to Hillskamp. Hillskamp elbow left. Goes to Steinke. Steinke on a weave to Pitts. Pitts with the ball 25 feet away. Pitts on the bounce, back to Hillskamp. Botkins spreads the floor. High post Zimfer. Weave to Pitts. He turns the corner in the foul lane. Hand off to Munnen. Baseline, 16-footer. Bingo! Munnen hits. Big bucket. 35-20, Botkins. Look at Olding go. Olding down the floor. Lays it up at the rim. Blocked by Zimfer. What a play.
He pinned that against the backboard. He just couldn't get his other hand up there to grab the rebound.
Oh, and Zimfer crushed that one against the glass. Inbounded to France on the arc. Around Zimfer, step back, 16-footer short. Fading away, couldn't get it there. Loose ball rebound off Lehman. 35-20, Botkins. Lehman had trimmed it to 33-20. Here's pitch at midcourt for Botkins. On the dribble, picked up by Olding. Now Steinke, now Munnen. Olding on the floor, three fouls. Here's Steinke, Euro step, angling through the lane, overshot it. Rebound fronts, head to Olding. Olding steamrolls all the way to the cup. Ball knocked out by Botkins. 5:51 to go in the third. 35-20, Botkins. Botkins once led 37. Ball inbound to the front. Step back, triple. Bingo! He's got it. James Franz finding the range. 35-23. Botkins. Pitch to Munnen. Munnen post to Steinke. Back to Munnen between the rings. Near side, Steinke for three. No good. Weak side rebound, front. Over the back, foul. Botkins, I think. Yep. Momentum has swung. Lehman tries to sustain it. Cavaliers need to get C.J. Olding into the act.
Well, they went zone to try to protect Olding, but the zone is really stymied. Botkins offensively.
5:21 to go, third quarter. Ulbrich, head of the circle, hits front, sliding down the lane, got away with a big-time walk. Throws left corner to O'Leary. shot deflected by Zipfer into the hands of Hillscamp. Down to Monin. Bounce pass up ahead, broken up by Ulbrich. 3-on-2 Lehman. Pull up front, 28-footer. In and out, no good. What a great defensive rebound by Steike. Steike 1-on-3. Hits the trailer, Hillscamp. On the arc to Monin, triple. Swish! Monin for Botkin.
Big shot right there. Monin's got the two baskets that have kind of kept Botkins with that little bit of a lead.
38-23. Botkins in the lead. O'Leary left corner. Goes baseline. He's crowded. On the arc to Ulbrich. Set shot. Three ball. Bullseye! Ulbrich! For Lehman. 38-26. Botkins up 12. Hits. Dribbles between two. Baseline left, Steike. Pull up, 10-footer, lift the rim. Rebound knocked out by Botkins. Lehman a chance to cut it to 9 or 10. 4:15 to go in the third. O'Leary gets a breather. Lehman's got Ulbrich, Olding, Richard, Kennedy, Frantz on the floor. For Botkins, it's Monin, Steike, Welch, Pitts, Hillscamp. As Botkins has gone a little smaller, no Zipfer out there right now for the Trojans, and no Bayless. Here's a long three-point shot, fadeaway, Ulbrich. Oh, it cracked off the rim. Loose ball rebound, Steike. That would have cut it to 9 had it gone in. 3:54 to go, third quarter. Here's Pitts into the lane, stripped on the play. Pitts is rolling. Pitts could have been called for a travel. He signaled for a timeout, and he got it. 3:49 to go in the third. Botkins up 12 on scorersbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Yep, 3:49 to go. Third quarter, Botkins up 12, 38-26. Botkins inbounds into lane, Monin. Monin, good look from 10. It is off the backboard rim, no good. Stick back, Monin. It lifted the iron. Here comes Lehman. Ulbrich with a blind pass down below the rim. Caught inside by Olding. On the arc to Kennedy. Triple ball. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jackson Kennedy has cut the Botkins lead to 9. 38-29 Botkins. 3:20 left in the third. Pitts near side, Monin. Bounce pass, Steike. Lehman with a push.
Boy, that was just a really bad pass. Yep. And he got bailed out by the foul.
And nothing the receiver could do with that.
No.
A foul each way here in the quarter. 3:19 to go. What a comeback for Lehman. Once down 30-7. A 22-8 run by Lehman.
They got four threes here in the third quarter.
Steike, Monin, triple, left corner, no. Weak side rebound, Hillscamp. On the arc to Welch, three ball. Got it! Braden Welch connects. 41-29. Steal Botkins! Monin layup, good! 43-29, big turn of events. Here is Lehman dribbling up the floor in a hurry, and they lost it out of bounds. Richard got in a hurry, too much of one. Timeout, Coach Hughes of Lehman. Botkins back at 14 after Lehman trimmed it to 9. 2:55 to go in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Five quick points, but Botkins check to weather the flurry from Lehman.
Yeah, well, they got it all the way down to nine in the two plays right in a row. Turnover, basket, turnover, basket. So Lehman cannot continue to do that.
It is Botkins' possession up 14, 2:48 left in the third. Bot on top of the circle, right wing pitch, holding on pitch. CJ's got to start to produce some points. He's got three fouls. Cross court skip past to Monin. Into the post to Hillskamp. Double team. He's in trouble. On the arc to Pitts. Nowhere to go. Holding. Manages to fight it loose. Good steal. But then Hillskamp got it back. To Monin to Hillskamp. Foul line. Burrows into the lane. Hand off beneath the basket. Pitts. Reverse layup. No. Nice defensive rebound. Leidinger. Foul. Botkins. Botkins up 14, 2:18 to go, third quarter.
Hillskamp's third, so he's going to sit for the rest of the quarter, I would imagine.
And Botkins got up 30-7 at one juncture, and then the Trojans rested on their laurels.
Lehman went zone, and Botkins has really not attacked it very well.
Nope.
Not except for Monin.
2:10 to go, third quarter. Midcourt holding. Left side pass for Franz. Deflected. Stolen by Steinke. Outlet to Welsh for two. Steal at midcourt. Seven straight by Botkins. 16-point lead. Franz up the floor. And Botkins steals from behind. Hand off to Monin. Monin the other way. Scoring. And a foul. Botkins breaks it open again. 47-29. A Trojans flurry. 18-point spread. A minute 52 to go. Can Lehman bounce back again? It might be difficult at this point.
They got it down to nine, and they've given up nine straight points.
Holding, I think, just picked up his fourth.
Yep.
A minute 52 to go. Third quarter, 47-29 Botkins. It's been a second half of streaks. Botkins on one right now. For the live ball turnovers, Botkins has generated the mistakes from Lehman and turned them into points. Right here, 3 points. Foul shot good.
Monis got 10 points in the quarter.
48-29. Botkins, there's Olbrich 30 feet away. Olbrich 20 feet away. Here comes the double team. Ball shaken loose by Welsh. Then it goes out of bounds. Lehman will throw in. 97 seconds to go in the third quarter. The winner takes on Delta St. John's, 5 o'clock Saturday in the regional championship. Ball lobbed to O'Leary, top of the circle, foul line. Hits the cutter, Olbrich, baseline right. Muscles to the rim, hits it for two. 48-31, Botkins. A minute 20 left, third quarter. Steinke on the arc to Welsh between the rings. It is Pitts, pitch and catch. Zimfer right corner. Foul stripe Welsh on the arc to Pitts. Nice into the lane. Running banker. Oh, a beautiful shot. Pitts connects. 50-31. Botkins up 19. Boy, that was one heck of a play by Pitts. Through traffic offense.
Did a great job of avoiding the charge.
Yeah.
And laid the ball in.
And kissed it off the window. A floater. Here's Olbrich at midcourt. 19-point lead, Botkins down the right side, O'Leary. It was down to 9, now it's 19. Spin move front, could have been called for traveling, coughed up the ball. O'Leary picked it up, shot fake, banks it in, and he's fouled. Houdini. Whew, magical play by O'Leary. He was decked from his knees, he scored, and he's got a free throw.
That was a strong young man to be able to get that shot up to the rim there.
50-33 after Botkins had pushed it to 50-31. O'Leary, three-point play opportunity. He fires it up and sinks it. 50-34, Botkins, 40 seconds to go. Third quarter, pitch near side to Welch. On the bench with four fouls is Olding. And he didn't have a real good third quarter playing with three.
Just been a non-factor tonight. He's been foul trouble, mostly sitting.
Yeah.
They didn't need him to be a spectator tonight.
Monin, Welch, Botkin sits on it. 18 seconds to go in the third. Cross-court pass, very poor. Intercepted by O'Leary. Backcourt to Kennedy, to O'Leary, timeline, 10 to go, third quarter, O'Leary down the pike, to the rack, good for two. 5 seconds left, pitch midcourt, head of the key, knocked away O'Leary as the third quarter finishes. 14-point game, Botkins pushed it to 19, and the last 5 points to end the third, headed to Lehman, 50-36, Botkins after three, on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are Production Support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, Production Support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Chuck, I'll give Lehman all the credit in the world. No quit. Once down 30-7, got it all the way back within nine.
Yep. No, they have not quit. I've been impressed with the effort. But when you have a game that C.J. Olding has not scored in, you're going to have a long night here at Lehman Cavalier.
Four personal fouls for Olding. No points. He has been a spectator in this game here this evening. We start the fourth quarter, ball at midcourt, inbound by Monin. Monin backcourt to Pitts. Botkins might be wise to run some clock. Left corner Zimpfer, double team. Lehman trying to pry it loose. Out of trouble, Zimpfer to Pitts, 30 feet away. Right side Monin. Monin on the bounce to Pitts in the top of the circle. Deals to Monin, center court. 30 seconds erased here at the start of the fourth. Botkins in the lead, 50-36. Left corner Monin, over guarding Ulbrich. Here comes the double team. Monin scrambles, gets it to Welch. Timeout Botkins. 50-36 Trojans, 7:23 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Lehman, Chuck needs to take it a possession or two at a time, a stop, a bucket, a stop, and get back into the flow incrementally and get it down to 7 or 8 with 4.5, 5 to go. Maybe Botkins will feel some pressure. And Botkins spreads the floor a little bit. Here's a cross-court skip pass to Steinke. 7:13 left in the fourth. In the middle to Zimpfer. Right baseline, Welch. Welch starts to drive back to Zimpfer. Near side, Steinke. Left corner, Pitts. He darts in. Running left-hander. It skimmed off the rim. Weak side rebound, Welch. Botkins resets. 6:56 to go. Near side, Welch. Down the right side to Monin. skips it cross court to Steinke. Euro step in the lane. Good for two. Steinke with a heck of a move.
That was a heck of a move.
52-36 on the goal by Steinke. Ulbrich hits holding back, cutting, reverse layup, yes. 52-38. 6:28 to go, fourth quarter. Timeline, Pitts, Botkins down the left side, dribbles into the lane, late dish to Zimfer for a bucket. Pitts found his man, Owen Zimfer. He dealt it to Owen, he dropped in a deuce. 54-38, Botkins up 16. 6:06 to go, fourth quarter. Midcourt holding against Pitts. Crossover dribble, foul line, twirling against Zimfer, who came over to help. Shot short, rebound Botkins. Pitts on the run, feeds Monin. Driving layup, no. Rebound Zimfer, no. Zimfer again, no. Stick back, Monin, no. Zimfer twisting, turning, scoring. Botkins crashes the boards. Wow. 56-38, Botkins. Trojans a real menace on the offensive backboard. That trip down. On the arc front, sets up for three. Around and out, no good. Weak side rebound, Zimfer. Backcourt to Steinke. 5:20 to go. Botkins up 18. Steinke barreling in from the left flank. It's on the rim, short. Rebound down to Lehman. Front, long lead out for Olding. Around Zimfer. He's challenged and fouled. Two free throws. C.J. Olding. 5:10 to go here in the fourth. 56-38 Botkins. C.J. Olding, 2 points. Scored him here in the last 90 seconds. Four fouls. Averaging better than 16. He was great against Jackson Center. And the fouls put him on the bench in this game tonight. Free throw is good. 56-39. Botkins in the lead, 17.
Lehman has no offensive rebounds in this game.
That's crazy.
Yeah, really, something will bounce into your hand, you would think.
Holding good. Two free throws, CJ. 56-40, Botkins. 5:07 left in the fourth. Here's Steinke. Blazes rail down the floor. Baseline left. Hillscamp. He dashes in from the wing and scores. Hillscamp, a driving layup. Pressure by Lehman. Botkins is attacking and beating it. Front's a long three. Bullseye for Lehman. 58-43 Botkins. 4:44 to go. Lehman needs stops. Welch. Up the floor, traveled, thought he got away with it. No. The referee saw what I saw. Good defense by Lehman caused it. Mistake by Welch. 15-point game, Botkins. Botkins once led 30-7. Lehman's come all the way back to close within 9. Here's Ulbrich, four-court right, double team. Pitts on a swipe. Out ahead of Olding. And Pitts coughed it up going in for the layup. Out of bounds.
That's 15 turnovers now for the Trojans.
Yep, they got some cleanup to do for Delphus at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Should Botkins hang on. 4:25 to go, fourth quarter. 58-43 Botkins. Racing down the right side, O'Leary. Monin hooked him. Common foul, Botkins. Don't forget, we've got the Marion Local Tri-Village Regional Final Saturday night at 7:30. That should be a magnificent game, too. That's D6, boys. Here is the inbound by Lehman. Front's on the arc. Fakes left, goes right. Backing pitch down. Leans in. Banked it, no good. Ooh, look at Frantz on the offensive glass.
There you go. There's an offensive rebound.
Wow. He was forceful.
He's got 17 now.
Frantz means business. That was a great stick back by Shane Frantz of his own miss. 58-45 Botkins. 3:50 left. Out back between the rings at Steinke. Right side to Monin. Head coach Phil Grove signals set number 4. Pitt starts a drive, stops, foul line, reverses, goes near side to Hillscamp on the arc. Reach in foul, Lehman. And that on Lehman is the first of the quarter. 3:38 to go in the game. Botkins 58, Lehman 45. It's been all Botkins from the get-go. Timeout Lehman. 13-point deficit facing the Cavaliers. Down to 3.5 remaining on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
That final 3:38. Lehman still has a chance. Slim one. They've got to get stops. Botkins must miss or turn it over. Botkins inbounding near side. Welsh to Steinke 30 feet away. Here comes the double team. Ball dished off to Pitts into the top of the circle. Near side Welsh. Lehman's defense scrambling. CJ holding on the floor. Ball thrown top of the circle. Hillskamp. Near side Monin, one team foul on Lehman, 3:21 to go in the fourth. Hillskamp high post, right wing Steinke. He had a lane to the rim, didn't take it. Fed baseline right to Hillskamp. Wrap around pass on the play for Pitts. And it's a bad toss out of bounds to Lehman.
That was a little ill-advised, but it's a pass he's going to try to throw most of the time.
Inexplicable, no reason to try and score. 3 minutes to go in the game. 13-point lead, Botkins. On the arc is Kennedy. Turns around and buries a triple. 58-48. Interesting. Backcourt, Welsh for Botkins against Holding. Holding tries that steal maneuver, and he's got it. Takeaway, Holding up and in. 8-point game. 8-point game. Timeout, Botkins. That tricky maneuver. Holding, let the player go by, came up from behind, shook it loose, 2:40 to go, Lehman making it very interesting down the stretch, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS8.com.
My goodness, the resiliency shown by Lehman is crazy good. Phenomenal comeback by Lehman, which won't go away. Lehman remains a thorn in the side of Botkins. Trojans can't put him down for good. 58-50 Botkins, 2:40 left. Fourth quarter, Botkins inbounding backcourt. Goes on the play to Pitts. Pitts being chased up the floor. Foul committed on the play by Gus Richard of Lehman, number two. They want to get to four, so the fifth one forces Botkins to make foul shots. Still 2:38 to go. And it's just a 3-point difference. 8-point game. Steinke backcourt. Welch up the right side to Monin. Monin finds Hillskamp. He's all alone. Layup is good. That might seal it. 60-50. Botkins Hillskamp leaked out. Cherry picked at the other end. Olding going to work for Lehman. He slices through the lane. He got in a hurry. Lost the ball. Botkin stole it. Long pass. Steinke. Layup. Yes. Steinke on the finish. 62-50 Botkin. 2:06 to go. Lehman down 12. Too little, too late for the Cavs. Franz pulls up on the arc. Chucks up a three short. Loose ball rebound. Gobbled up for Welsh. Welsh has it for Botkin. Maybe a reach in on the Trojans. That's what they called. That could have gone either way. Lehman inbounding, baseline right of the rim. O'Leary to trigger. 62-50 Botkin. Just under two to go. O'Leary looks, goes right corner. Kennedy against Hillskamp. Kennedy drives, pushes in, lays it up. Hillskamp fouled him. Lehman a chance to score with the clock stopped. Again, a double plus for Lehman. Not giving up, sticking to it. Got it down to eight. Free throws, Jackson Kennedy. Yes, 62-51. Second one here. Botkin's fighting for its life to finish off this game. Lehman pushed Botkin and pushed him again. Second shot rimmed. Rebound Steinke in the corner. Backcourt to Welsh. Minute 48 to go. 62-51 Botkin. And Pitts is fouled by Kennedy. That's number three. Storyline to this game, C.J. Olding played, Chuck, what, 4 minutes first half, maybe, something like that?
Very close. Yeah, not much more than that. He's got 6 points here in the fourth quarter, but that's all he's got for the game is six.
Yep. Inbounded pitch, backcourt for Botkin, held by O'Leary. That's the fourth. Next one will trigger free throws. Monin inbounding far side of the court for Botkin, which leads 62-51. Botkin once led by 23, 30-7. Inbounded, 2-on-1. Welsh down the floor, has the advantage, doesn't force it, gives it to Pitts. Pitts on the arc, he's grabbed, and he'll shoot two with a minute 38 to go. Botkin's Trojans in lengthy spurts in this game, Chuck, have been super.
But
they've had the doldrums set in.
They have, but I tell you, they've had it every time Lehman has made a run at them. Yeah. They have weathered it, so I've been impressed with that.
Pitts good at the free throw line. You look up at the scoreboard for Botkin, you see 9 for Pitts, 13 Monin. Also in the scoring column, Welsh 11, Steinke and Hillskamp 9 and 7 respectively. Balance all season long for the Botkin Trojans.
Yep.
And no different here tonight. And that is what will give Botkin a chance against Delta St. John's on Saturday at 5. Minute 38 to go. 63-51, Botkin is in the lead. Second foul shot, Pitts. It is around, around, no good. Rebound, Kennedy, Lehman. Minute 30 left, midcourt O'Leary. Picked up by Welsh. O'Leary loops it cross court to a teammate. I think that's Gus Richard who fights his way in and banks it down. 63-53. Lehman nearly steals it backcourt. Holding foul. Lehman bench wanted to travel. Botkin will shoot two with a minute 19 to go. Botkin up 10 points. 63-53. Tell you what, a Lehman comeback, Chuck, would be attainable if it were only a 5 or 6 point game. It's just a few points too many, perhaps.
Yeah, with 119, I don't think, unless, and they just made one, but unless Botkin misses all the free throws.
Pitts shoots, Pitts hits, 64-53. Free throw by Pitts, up and in. 79 ticks on the clock. Holding on the floor with Richard O'Leary. O'Leary scored 9. Kennedy 8. Pitts missed it. Lift the rim. Rebound Kennedy. Kennedy hustles down the floor. Big high bounce. Pulls up. Stops and shoots the 3. Short. Rebound poked up in the air. Scramble. Holding. Steike. Out of bounds off Steike. 108 to go. 64-53. Botkins in the lead by 11. O'Leary baseline left. O'Leary looks, goes to Frantz on the arc. Fadeaway triple. It is short. Hit the underneath side of the net. Loose ball rebound out near midcourt. O'Leary's got it. To Richard, head of the key. Right corner, Kennedy for three. Short, no good. Strong rebound, Zimpfer. Zimpfer in backcourt. Walked with the ball. That's a good call. 64-53. Botkins up 11. I tell you what, Chuck. Saturday, Botkins. It better not have these lulls. They're going to have to play a more complete game. Long three missed by Olding. Weak side rebound, Lehman, no good. Taken off the glass by Monin. 40 seconds to go. Backcourt to Pitts. To Monin. Foul, Lehman. 64-53. Trojans have just about salted this one away. Shane Front, 16, held below his average. He's averaging just a tick under 20. C.J. Olding's got 6. He averages 16. He's 10 below his. O'Leary's right at 9 on the year. That's where he is, 9 points. Foul shot Pitts is good. 65-53 Botkins. 4 in doubles and 1 at 9 for the Trojans. Pitts has got them both. Botkins in the lead by 13, 66-53. Quickly down the floor, O'Leary. O'Leary running below the rim. Pocket pass to Richard. Smacked out of bounds by Botkins. 32 seconds to go. Botkins, Delta St. John's on Saturday at 5, on the air at 4:25. Don't forget, Rushi girls in action. 1 o'clock tip Friday afternoon. On the air at 12:25. From Wright State. Hopefully the Rushi girls are in the state championship at 10:45 Saturday morning. Here's Botkins dribbling down the floor off a player's knee. 18 ticks to go. Botkins led 30-7. Lehman cut it to 9. Then a resurgence by Botkins. Pushed it out to like 18. And then Lehman got it back down to 8. There's a foul line, Jay, by Frantz with 7 seconds to go. Swish! He hits it. And it's going to wind up 66-55. Botkins takes the regional semifinal over Lehman, which was hampered with foul trouble early on. C.J. Olding picked up 3 quick ones. He could not function at his best. That's an understatement. Botkins played extremely well. 3 or 4 really good offensive runs by the Trojans here in this game. Botkins spurted to a 30-7 advantage and wins by 11. Never say die. Lehman fought hard and long, but Botkins prevails 66-55. We'll return to wrap it up in a few minutes when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
And we are back. Chuck McBee alongside. Final tally, Botkin 66, Lehman 55. Trojans win it by 11, advance on to a regional championship game, 5 p.m. Saturday against the mighty Delta St. John's Blue Jays. We're on the air at 4:25. Saturday evening, 7:25 tip, Marion Local Tri-Village on the air at 6:55. Hopefully Saturday morning, 10:45 start for the Rushi girls in the state championship game. But first, Rushi must win on Friday afternoon at 1 at Wright State against Attica Seneca East. We've got the call for you on Friday afternoon at 12:25. Chuck, this segment of our presentation is eventually brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social and the Piqua Center in the Piqua East Mall. Some really good performances turned in here in this game by the Botkins Trojans tonight. The layman led by Shane Frantz.
Well, you talked about the fact that Botkins had 4 in double figures and Stanky had 9. Duelskamp had 7. So, I mean, they had a lot of kids scoring big for him tonight. On the other side, the only one in double figures was Frantz. He scored 19. Then they got 9 from Albrick and 9 from O'Leary and 8 from Kennedy. And my Sour Mugs player of the game for Lehman is going to be Braden Albrick. I thought he had a terrific game for the Cavaliers tonight. On the other side, 14 for Owen Zimfer, 13 for Will Monin. He scored 10 of those in the third quarter when he single-handedly kept Lehman from coming back into the game. 12 for Pitts, 9 for Stanky, and 7 for Huleskamp. And my player of the game for Botkins is going to be Will Monin.
Oh, thanks so much to Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social and the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Up next year, the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers will be building around Shane Frantz. He returns. He's a junior this season. Back next year also are Gus Richard, Braden Ulbrich, and Jackson Kennedy. They come back next year graduating. Are O'Leary and Olding, along with Colton Leininger. He's a 12th grader. So some key losses for Lehman, which gave it its best shot here in 25-26. But the Cavaliers wind up with an overall mark of 20-6, falling short here today to Botkin 66-55. But, Chuck, what a grandiose A for effort, A-plus. It seemed like Lehman was done multiple times in this game, but fought back, cut it to 9, down 23, cut it to 8 after being down 18, and made Botkins play this thing out all the way to the final few possessions.
Well, they had to be so disappointed, and what they're going to think about is that incredibly terrible start that they had. From that point on, they played all night long with Botkins. It's just too bad that they had that bad start. But let's give Botkins some credit for that. They've had a lot of teams have bad starts against them.
Oh, yeah. Botkins' defense is physical. Trojans play so hard. They are in your face. They don't back down from a soul. And they can shoot that mid-range jump shot, make enough threes to be a pain in your fanny. And on the inside, Owen Zimpfer, who he can shake loose and score a bunch. This is a good club. Botkins cannot have the lulls on Saturday against Delphus it had tonight, though, against Lehman.
No, absolutely they can't have that. But I think the zone bothered them a little bit. I'm sure Delphus had a coach or two that stuck around to do some scouting. So, you know, they learned a little bit from it also.
Yeah, the zone at times did give Botkins some difficulty this year, especially in the two losses to Minster and Preble Shawnee. Earlier tonight, 71-57, Delphus St. John's a victor in our other regional semifinal in Boys D7 over Cincinnati College Prep. Delphus and Botkins tip at 5 on Saturday for the D7 regional title. We're on the air at 4:25. Marion Local Tri-Village on Saturday night, 7:30 tip. That's the D6 Boys Regional Championship, 6:55 airtime. And then don't forget, we've got the Rushi Girls in action, state semifinal, 1 o'clock start on the air at 12:25 Friday afternoon from Wright State University. And this opponent, Attica Seneca East, Chuck, kind of like Cedarville, a good swing of wins at the end of the year. Cedarville, 8 losses heading into the regional. Attica Seneca East, 8 losses heading into the state Final Four. Rushi, coached by Michael Bayshore, will not take Seneca East lightly, no question.
Nope, and I'll tell you, any team that has Hazel Francis playing defense for you, you got a real shot of beating anybody.
Yep, well, she scored one point in the regional final win over Cedarville, but she made all her points on the defensive end because she shut down Maria Christian for 3 quarters.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. That girl, she got long arms, she defends, and she can score, but she doesn't have to.
And like the Botkins boys, Rushi's got pretty daggone good balance at the offensive end of the floor.
Yep.
Rushi girls can spread the scoring around, and they can shoot the three. 4 of them made threes against Cedarville. The outside shooting in that first half opened that game up, and there was one stretch. Rushi held Cedarville to one free throw for 11 and a half minutes. Thanks so much to our online audience for joining us tonight. Oh, what a heck of an evening. Late start as a result of Cincy College Prep getting here well behind schedule, and then a mistaken fire alarm during the course of the evening. We finally get done, and it's 10:30. Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Color Stats On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Delta St. John, 71. Cincy College Prep, 57. And Botkin, 66. Lehman, 55 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.